we made it to Friday. It is Friday, July 24th. Time for your quickie news update. A look at the day's news in 10 minutes or less. On the line with us from the Talk Radio News Service, Victoria Jones. So what's on tap for today?
Well, as the health care bill is delayed, Rahm Emanuel is saying that the House is going to vote on health care next week. How he knows this, we don't know, but this is what he told NPR. So that's very interesting. You would expect this to come from Nancy Pelosi. Now, she is also very optimistic about the development of health care. She said that she's not afraid of August. It's a month. That's what she said. She maybe has reason to be afraid of August. The Republicans are planning a full court press in terms of advertisements, and all they have to do is to frighten the American people. They don't have to come up with a health care bill of their own. Meantime, Senators Max Baucus and Harry Reid are meeting the president at the White House today. They will be talking about health care. Max Baucus, of course, is the chair of the Finance Committee, which is the committee that has been holding up the development of health care in the Senate. And negotiations continue. Reid says that he expects a bipartisan agreement to emerge before the recess begins on August the 8th. This is important because then he wants to spend August merging the bill with the Health Committee so that they can vote on it in the fall. But of course, let's bear in mind, again, August is going to be crucial because both sides are going to be fighting for the public during August.
That's right. And so when people go back to their when the senators go back to their districts, to their home states, people need to make their views be heard loud and clear because the Republicans are spending a lot of money to try to kill health care reform.
That's right. That's right. I mean, some are saying that this is just to slow it down because they want to get the facts out. They want to make sure that they get the right kind of reform. But others are saying, look, this is really about killing health care reform. Senator Inhofe has basically said that they're talking about the demise and that they're ranking the demise ratio with where Clinton was in 1993. They're comparing it, and they think that Obama's demise ratio is worse than where Clinton's was. We also, of course, have Senator Jim DeMint's comments about that it will be his Waterloo. It will break him. To which Obama replied last night at a fundraiser, "I'm from Chicago, I don't break."
Good for him. Yeah, you know what? The Republicans should be ashamed of themselves because there are people, more and more people, losing their health insurance every day. And not only that, even those who have health insurance are finding themselves destitute because the cost of the medical care they do get, even with insurance. So something seriously needs to be done.
Well, and I think many people are acknowledging that. I think the question for many, including the Blue Dogs, is what? Now, a lot of this is not even down to the Republicans. A lot of it is down in the House to the Blue Dog Democrats who have stalled action in the House. You've got seven of them in particular who are on a key committee, a key energy committee, I think it's the Energy Committee, who have stalled things. And they met with the president earlier this week. They had a three-hour meeting with Rahm Emanuel yesterday to try and move things along. No word, really, that they have moved things along. So things are kind of stuck.
Well, I've been stressing on my show every night that this is the time, even if people have never, ever called their congressman or senator to give their view on an issue, this is the issue that they need to hear from you on.
And I think a lot of members of Congress are going to be hearing from their constituents in the next month.
Mm-hmm.
No question about that.
Absolutely. All right. So what else is going on?
Well, meantime, very unusually this morning, Robert Gibbs held a gaggle, which is a briefing without cameras. And in it, he said that President Obama has said everything he's going to say about the Professor Gates police incident in Cambridge. He also said that Obama has great respect for those who keep us safe. Meantime, we will be hearing from the police officer in the case at noon today, noon Eastern today. So we'll hear more about that. This, of course, is a distraction, and Obama has said that he regrets that this is a distraction, and I'm sure he does regret it's a distraction because he would like the emphasis to be on his health care plan, and of course it isn't. Neither side is backing down in this, and it doesn't look like this is going to go away anytime soon.
Unbelievable. Yeah, you know, he probably should have chosen his words better, because when you in one breath say, I don't know all the facts, and then in the next breath criticize somebody, especially a police officer, you're going to take some heat.
Right. Absolutely. The word stupid is very strong language for a president to use. Mm-hmm. And I think at that point he wasn't speaking as a president. I think he was speaking as a black man.
Yeah, you're probably right. Okay. Anything else? I mean, healthcare is dominating my show. It's dominating my thoughts today. Is there anything else going on before the August recess?
Well, there's one other story which is interesting, which is the Obama administration is declining requests from UN human rights investigators for information on secret prisons, and they also want private interviews with inmates at Guantanamo Bay, and they've been refused these by the Obama administration. And the reason they've been given is kind of a weird, officious reason, according to the UN investigators. We're trying to close down the institution, and for the time being, we don't see it as a priority, is the reason that they're giving.
Wow. And that coming on the heels of earlier this week, the Obama administration announced they were delaying the release of the Guantanamo Task Force report for 6 months, which would bring its release to right around the time that their timetable to close Guantanamo. So there's some problems there, it seems.
Yeah, it seems that there are some problems there. Now, the Obama administration is trying to play this down and sort of indicate that there isn't a problem, and trying to say that there isn't any reason why they're not allowing them in. But the fact is that they're not allowing them in.
Right, and that should put up major red flags, and I guess to be continued. I don't think anyone's going to, we're not going to let this one go away.
No.
No. All right. Victoria Jones from the Talk Radio News Service, talkradionews.com. Always great to talk to you. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. You too.
And that's today's quickie news update. Don't forget tonight, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern on Air America Radio. More on health care. And, we'll see what else we come up with tonight. Until then, I'm Nicole Sandler. Thanks for listening, radio or not.